The delicious sound of McDonald's breakfast sausage hitting the grill. Hot and savory sausage that makes any breakfast a great one. And if sausage is the taste you love, you're going to love this savory deal. Because now you can get three tasty breakfast sandwiches for just $1. A sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, or sausage biscuit, now each for just a buck. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611-611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text, message, and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.
Welcome to News on the Flip Side, Monday edition with Joe Montalto and Lily Light on 107.7 FM, UPRN. You can find us on YouTube, on UPRN Talk Radio, and wherever you find your podcasts. Welcome. How are you today?
Hey, how y'all doing that day? I wasn't paying attention now.
The quiet storm.
I was doing that. But how's things up there in DC land? And Carl,
so Wednesday and Friday was beautiful. The weather was perfect. It was 70 and warm. A slight breeze, not a heavy breeze. And now it's all cold again. But my beautiful little terror, I'm starting to figure out how to deal with a little human that can talk but doesn't understand how to actually.
Because she's a demon spawn. All children are demon spawn, in case y'all didn't know that.
Well, she actually is the son of Satan, well, daughter of Satan. Lucy is the daughter of Satan.
All puppies are demon spawn, too.
Well, you know, talk about the puppy.
A friend of mine the other day was telling me about his baby, how beautiful his baby was. Let me tell y'all something, ladies and gentlemen. You ever hear only a face a mother can love? Babies are ugly.
Oh.
All babies are butt-ass ugly. They look like shriveled up little old men squished in a little package. No. That's why I say only a face a mother can love, because they're ugly. Hell, it took me a week to recognize mine. I was like, I kept switching babies, man. Lucky I didn't leave the hospital with the wrong one. Because one thing is, when they're born – no, listen. Well, this is a true story, ladies and gentlemen. It's embarrassing but true. So the night Joey was born, my son – My wife's brother came over.
Wow.
And I was showing him the baby. Well, when I showed him the baby, I showed him the wrong baby, because when Joy was born, you know, he was all kind of swollen and blue, and she had been late for like 18 hours.
Like,
so when I showed it to him, so I was like, wait, Lee, that kid don't look quite right. Let me look around. Then I found him. But the thing of it is, man, they're ugly. People are ugly. I know everybody and mom's going to be writing to me, but you know what? They're ugly. Deal with it.
You just need to accept that you're racist and all white babies look alike to you.
All babies look alike to me. It don't matter what color the stinking suckers are.
Horribly.
Besides, okay, black babies ain't even black when they born. What the hell? That's still confusing to me.
So, Joe, on that point, that's the funniest point. So there's so many people are talking about how there's so many fewer black people according to the census. Oh, we're dropping down to 11%. I'm like, honey, that's because we're mixing. Are we? I love how Joe said, are we? Oh, I love you, Joe. No,
I'm sorry. I would get wrote for him, not you.
Oh, I love it. But we're dropping down because we're mixing. Like, my daughter isn't considered black. She's considered two or more races. So, but this chick, like, all the pictures of her in the hospital and me holding her little hands, I had the whitest black baby because she mixed, but she came out white. She actually came out blue and cone-headed, but that's a different story. She's an alien. But she's the whitest baby, and she was white for so long. Black, I still came out with a little bit of color, a little bit of chocolate, you know.
Well, I remember one of my teachers, when I was like 19, I mean, about 16, and we were talking in school, and I was laughing because she said something about babies, and I said, well, black babies aren't black when they're born. She went on for like 20 minutes telling me how I was wrong. I said, looked up at her thinking, have you ever seen one? Maybe you should look and see one.
He just said no.
And see.
No. Oh, Joe is so sweet, you two protecting the privacy.
Oh, well, because my wife found out she was on camera, kicked my ass. So.
I know. She's not on camera. Say hi to Linda. She is beloved. She keeps our Joe sane.
She'll hurt me bad. Let me tell you what, she punches hard, people. Just so y'all know ahead of time.
You would have that left.
It's you know, it's weird how things have been going. The news has been kind of weird lately. It doesn't. You know, we had the big mass shooting thing, which was big news, and I don't want to, you know, take it out of context because it's a major thing. But in general, the news has kind of been fiffy, floppy, and not really. I mean, there's news, but it doesn't seem to be like, you know, we get the news cycles where it's just nonstop.
Joe, and
now it seems to be more
Joe,
like.
Here's a good example. So for the past 3-4 days, you've seen the college scandal where. The Hollywood elites got their kids into these schools, and we saw the massacre. Excuse me, I'm sorry. The other things that were going on that I found out recently was, yeah, okay, then we got the New Zealand thing. But did you know that there's freaking flooding going on in the Heartland right now? And like Nebraska is flooding.
I've been watching the flooding up there and seeing what's been going on up there. But it's just. It's not like, it's kind of like spread out. You know, all of this stuff we're talking about right now happened a week ago. It's still going on, but it happened a week ago. And it's kind of like the cycle has just, I don't know how to explain it. It's almost like it's cycling back in on itself because there's just not enough news. Because I've been noticing like on MSN and Yahoo and USA Today, I'm seeing a lot of same stories I've seen for the last 3 or 4 days reemerging on their sites. Which suggests there's not enough news to go around. And,
okay, so there's a difference between not enough news and not covering all the news because it's not sensational enough. Like, we could talk about Brexit, too. That's a big thing. There's always something going on with that.
Well, it doesn't look like they're getting a Brexit. It looks like they're leaving without a deal. You know, the citizens of England have got to be pissed because they voted to leave, and their parliament just won't let them leave. And now the UK is saying, EU saying... Get the hell out.
No. So the EU is just like, no, we want you to suffer. We want it to be the most horrible thing in the world for you to leave so no one else leaves. Because they also have austerity measures on new members, let alone existing members. The euro is, luckily, based on the Deutsche Mark, Germany is like leading that stuff, even though it started by...
There's two more countries leaving the EU, right? Isn't Greece leaving and somebody else is leaving?
No,
It's falling apart. It's
yes,
and then some of the members that were going to join recently that went to join have changed their minds and they're not going to join yet. What's going on here.
Well, so Turkey and Greece actually need to be part of the EU for that fake stability because of also the Schengen. So there's different parts. Let's have a 10-15 minute lesson on the EU real quick. Because I took European politics and politics of the European Union at the same time in college because I was a poli sci and psych major, and there was a couple people from Europe that were like, yeah, I really wish they taught this in our schools because, you know, we don't really know what's going on. So the EU is basically, yes, one big bureaucracy, but it has 4 sections. It's got its jurors. It's got its juror, you know, the judges, you know, a judicial branch. It's got an executive branch. It's got a legislative branch. And there's this whole other thing that, but it's monetary. Let's just say it's even though it's more complicated than that. You have the representatives that are in the legislature from the different countries, la-di-da-da. The part that Americans and a variety of people around the world who are dealing with, one, economic issues, globalization, which means interdependency of economies, and also, two, refugees, a.k.a. borders, a.k.a. immigration. You know, what does it mean to be a country? That's the real question, is structures like massive continental bureaucracies versus the sovereignty of the state versus nationalism, because, you know, you're racist if you're nationalist like Israel, where
you gotta wonder, everybody who uses the nationalist word, who thinks it's a race word or anything else, is ignorant. I tell people all the time, read the definition of what nationalism means. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with being proud and who and what you are and proud of your country or your area. It's not even has to be a country. It can just be a group, but it's not a racist term. It's just not. I mean, most of Americans are nationalists. They love their country. They believe in their country. It doesn't matter what color. This is something the media tries to do because the media's got a hard on for white people right now. And so, what's happening, now you're starting to see a backlash from all of this because there's all kinds of lawsuits going on.
Can you, I think you're right. What is the proper word? Because there's two words. There's nationalism. It's
white supremacist. See, if we're going to talk about this, they need to use the correct words. But
Joe, it has to do with, all right, Germanic tribes, Germany, Francos, French, you know, it, that ethnic identity with the nation. That's why we go to nationalism. But you're right. That's not the proper word, because nationalism means identification with one's own nation and support for its interests.
But it shows you how ignorant the press is today. It amazed me. Did not anyone at Fox or NBC or CNN or CBS or ABC look up the freaking definition?
They should be the watchdogs, but they're not. They're sensationalists. Because, you know, I was wrong, too. Like I just said, I was using it wrong. Because nationalism is political, social, and economic. You know, but there is a word for the ethnic identity for a country. And it usually is coupled with nationalism, even though it shouldn't be, because we're Americans, so we don't even do that. But there is a word for it. And unfortunately, there are certain countries like Israel who
it is. And ladies and gentlemen, so you know, the number one definition for nationalism is loyalty and devotion to a nation. That's it. Nothing else. That's it. It doesn't mean anything else than that. And for some reason, places like CNN and NBC decided that it means white supremacist. It doesn't. You know, you just got to kind of wonder why we even tolerate this. But I got to tell you this. I have been seeing a lot of this, which is making me happy. There's been a challenge to the Women's Month. There's been a challenge to Black History Month. There's actually been a challenge to several, and they're going to win this because it's racism at its finest. It's hypocrisy and racism at its finest. So what's going on is they're not saying they want them wiped out. They said either make it a level playing field or get rid of them. Matter of fact, you know what else is being challenged, ladies? Press 2 for Spanish. There's an Asian group suing every company that has that on their phone. They're saying, well, what about us? We make a pretty nice majority of the population here. Why are we hearing this? There's a lot of Asians in the country. What, about 4%, 5%?
Well, you know, really Americ for the Ethiopians.
Well, the point being is you can't separate. I mean, under the law, under our own constitution, you can't separate this. You can't give one or the other. You can't pick and choose.
That's actually. So that's a big question in a different area. When people are like, no, America doesn't have a national language because freedom. And I'm like, sweetheart.
No, it does. English.
No. Technically, we do not. But that's only so we could issue stuff like government documents and maps. Like, you could get paperwork in the language you understand and maps in the language you understand.
Actually, until 1929, it was against the law to speak any other language but English. People forget about all these laws that were back in the day. There's still laws on the books about Muslim radicals being in Congress, against socialism and communism in Congress. These laws are still in the books.
There's also still laws in the books about not playing dominoes on Sunday.
But that's laws. That's state laws. These are national, federal laws. And if Congress doesn't think it's important enough to change a law like this, you got to kind of wonder what's going on. And when you start talking about, so you have Women's Month, right? Okay, that's what we're in the middle of Women's Month right now. When's Men's Month going to be? Where's the hypocrisy at? When's Men's Month going to be? What? Don't tell me every month is Men's Month, because that's a bullshit load of crap. So, I mean, what's going on here? So it's okay. Yeah. So what the media is teaching Americans right now, it's okay to shit on white people, especially okay to shit on white men. The problem for this is you've got two generations growing up with this that's going to rebel again. They've already started. That's why you've been having these shootings. They're already started to rebel against. They're not going to take this lying down. You're discriminating against one third of the United States. They're not going to take it lying down. And I don't understand why, especially liberals, can't understand this. It's just one of the most ignorant things I've ever seen. You're making enemies where you did not have any before. And you're making enemies with who control the majority of money, not just in this country, but in the world. You can't do anything. Bottom line is, in today's world, if you've not got the backing of the majority of white people in the world, you can't get anything done. They control the money.
Yes, but Joe, regardless of that,
sorry, we got to include the Asians in that. But
Joe, but see, regardless of that, they're still people. Like when all right. So there's this one comedian. He's a white man. He's a young white man. And he was like, I was doing these college tours, and a lot of the comedians, you know, they were asked, so what was your struggle? How'd you come over? What's your shtick? you know, a gay Arab woman, half black, whatever, stuff like that. And he's like, I can't, I got nothing. I'm a middle class white boy. Like, no, I'm good. And it's just the demonization of what would be normal. And to say normal, it's like, well, yeah, white people are still over 60% of the country and we're more. And yeah, actually, yeah, did build it. Okay. It's not the worst thing in the world. You don't have to feel guilt, just like all these liberal institutions telling you that you should feel guilty to be any kind of American, no matter your skin color, because the country was built on la-di-da-di-da. Same excuse the Chinese use in terms of, well, during your industrial age, you had all this pollution, but now you're saying we can't. Well, yeah, we learned from that. But that doesn't mean that we...
Maybe everybody should go listen to what the Kenyan president said. Because there was a movement in this country to get white people out of the country. So he did a press thing and he said, so let me explain to y'all the real world. He said, without white people, we would still be throwing spears at each other. We'd be 2,000 years behind right now. He said, almost every major accomplishment in the last 2,000 years, that's where it came from. He said, so if you want to go backwards 2,000 years, that's fine. And it's not a true statement, by the way. It's only about 62% true. Because people forget, like, gunpowder and all, we're finished by Asians. It had nothing to do with
Chinese. Arithmetic was error. But there's a lot of things that were discovered and by white people because we're Westerners. So they were like, oh, wow, I find all these different intellects and inventions elsewhere. I will introduce it to my people and it's mine. And things that were stolen from slaves, yada, yada, yada. That doesn't mean...
Oh, yeah, there's all of that. But most of the stuff that was stolen from slaves, now they give credit for. Things like
in the giving of credit to where that was due, that doesn't eliminate the triumph of that culture and the things they did contribute. That doesn't mean they're all pieces of crap, because some of them were pieces of crap because they're all people.
What would bother me about like things like that, especially for blacks, one of the things that bothered me the most, like the gentleman who invented the streetlight, he eventually got credit for it, for inventing it, but did his family get any money for it? Because how many streetlights are hanging around in the United States right now? Let's be honest about it.
Point of the matter is that we're all people, and so it's a matter of your viewpoint, but remember that we're all people, so you don't have to demonize the white man. There's no reason for that. I love the white man, come on. But also, one thing that a lot of people don't also realize is that, all right, Asian, there's this thing called an Asian tiger, the continent, and also, you know, Japan with the volcanoes, African continent, freaking lions.
I was listening to a fairly racist guy the other night, and he was talking about Africa in general. And I'm listening. He said, well, I don't understand. If life started here, why is it the most backwards continent on the planet?
Because it started there.
I said, first off, the reason they're one of the most backwards continents, because, you know, South America is kind of backwards itself. But regardless, the reason why it's that way is mainly because of the white man. Because I shouldn't even say the white man. I should say the Brit man is what I should say. We aren't even going to blame the white people in this. We're just going to blame the British on this. They just went down there just like they did in India and just started taking advantage of every damn thing.
British held a war against the Chinese to force them to keep buying opium.
I know. I don't understand why it's so hard to just be honest about stuff in today's society.
Can we be honest without throwing guilt at the descendants? But one thing, Joe, one thing I will say about white people is before they were even mutated into being white, because it's a mutation, and white people can be like, yeah, I'm X-Men, I'm mutant, cool, because you adapted to the area. I don't care. But before that even happened, or while that was happening, guess where you were? In North America, post-Ice Age, trees, abundant air sources, and animals like wolves, okay, and big cats, that guess what? That were tameable. You had ample resources, white people, and you had tameable, domesticatable animals. You had the resources to prosper. And you were also, to a degree, isolated from other, issues from other areas.
Yeah. I've been watching Origin. There's a lot of new Origin theories out right now. And because out of Africa theory just doesn't work in general. First off, we didn't come from two parents. We already know that because of DNA research. Yeah. More than likely, what really happened was is that humans.
Come on.
Well, what they think really happened is now humans sprung up on the planet in different locations. They don't think we just came out of Africa anymore. We think part of the society came out of Africa, part of it came out of Asia. It might even, since there's a whole group of South Americans that don't share a common skull with us, that was another independent group. So they're really thinking it.
Long before we really thought it was possible.
But it's more important than that. Do you really think a handful of subhumans could have survived on the Africa savanna with big mountain lions and big cats? And I just ain't buying it. They're not fast enough. At the time, they didn't understand how to use tools. They didn't have spears. There's no way they were going to survive the big cats. Not even the big cats, the hyenas, the dogs. It was not a place conducive for humans to grow.
Joe, you can take it even further back, and that's the beauty of when you just look at things scientifically rather than being all racist and saying, oh, you're lower, or like, there's circumstantial things. All right, South America. Wait, here we go. South America, Africa, and honestly, the lower parts of Asia. All right, so post-Ice Age, all them groups of people. And remember, there was a one continent that then broke off. So you got all these developing homos.
Homo Pangeans.
Okay. Thank you. Homo Pangeans, perfect world. Then got separated. Ice Age, blah, blah, blah. Various Ice Ages, if we don't go that far. Anyway, the most recent one for us in the fourth, fifth age of man. Okay. And so then you got that, the waters receding, the landscape changing, new landscapes spring up, people can migrate up and around, you got navigation, different groups coming together, but still being isolated through different events and all that kind of stuff, everybody coming together. But if you're up top, so you got all these isolated lands and mountain ranges between North and South America, Central America, sketchy jungle, Africa, a little easier. Asia, you got an island hop. So yeah, you can still do the come out of Africa, but resourceful people are going to come out regardless. Indigenous folks all over the place. But again,
I like to give my friends who do this kind of research a lot of hell because they always want to plaster you as this is how it is.
But you can't. We're discovering more and more, and it's
beautiful. We just don't understand. We you know, in order to, most people don't even know this, but in order to have a healthy population of 7 billion, you had to start off with a much bigger population than
people. Exactly.
Which means that there had to have been individual tribes. Now, it could have been individual tribes in Africa. You could have had five or six different blooms in, and they met all together and interbred with each other.
Yeah, you know, there was one.
But there's some big flaws to environmental changes, okay? And this is just recently coming out. If you ever go to Africa, ladies and gentlemen, you'll meet the average guy down there is like 6'3". That's a fact. Okay, now what they're saying is these guys moved north and shrank a whole foot. There's no science for that.
That's
the average man in Europe was 5'3 to 5'5. That means they shrunk a whole foot. There's nothing in the environment that would have caused that.
But Sweden.
And here we are in America. We've got 300 years here now. And we've had black people in this country for 300 years. And they're not getting shorter because they live in a different environment. No, they're not going to. Because that just doesn't float.
But the Dutch, they're tall as frick. The Vikings were tall. It's a matter of geography and nutrition. There are a variety of factors that people don't include, but they just look at.
That's the whole point. In Africa, your nutrition level was nothing, but yet you're growing monstrous tall. It suggests that we're not quite as closely related as everybody wants us to think we are. And you can tell a difference. And science now is talking out. They're pointing out the differences between the races now, which when we were growing up was a no-no in the 70s and 80s. But today, it's actually factual research.
But if you can view
there are
it,
things that black people experience that white people negative. Yeah. Well, there's genetic things that black people experience that white, and there's also genetic things that white people experience that black won't. And there are some things that are crisscross, but there are some things that you really only find in a particular race. So if you're that closely related, it should be across the board. And moving from one area to the other area is not going to stop sickle cell or several other diseases. So you got to understand that there's not quite what we're being taught, which doesn't bother me. I mean, I think we're all equal. I just don't know if we're all related as closely as we thought we were.
That's fine. Equal is, I don't want to be equal because then we're all the same and then we won't even have the best immune system in terms of a species. But one thing, before y'all think that we're white supremacists,
I think interbreeding, or crossbreeding is good. I was going to say interbreeding, but crossbreeding is good.
Yeah.
In order to have a healthy society, we need to breed. We don't need to keep, like the Europeans did for so long, the royal families almost bred yourselves out of existence.
You need
good blood moving around. You need good, healthy, strong people, mentally strong, physically strong.
back, totally fine. But Joe, I just want to say this one point before we continue this conversation so people don't think we're some kind of eugenicist or I'm sorry. Guys, yeah, we can all be different, homo, whatever. Guess what? When you have a horse and a donkey, they make a mule. They can't make babies. Human beings and different homo, whatever. We all making babies together. My baby came out white as hell. Still my baby. We human.
And it's funny too, but when I talk to most people, they don't realize that there was more than one species of man on the planet.
Shocking.
They're like, Joe, don't know. I said, you ever had a Neanderthal? Well, yeah, that was a different species. They're like, what do you mean it was a difference? I said, it was a different species. Probably a species that interbred itself out of existence, unless you want to follow Lloyd Pye's theory.
No, that's the beauty of it. Okay, so that's the beauty of it. Homo sapiens survived because they were able to change, to adapt, to be different.
They think the Europeans believe the Ice Age.
Neanderthal was too specialized to the Ice Age and they got wiped out, and then the Homo Neanderthals were like, screw you. Bye.
Well, they found Neanderthals and Cro-Magnon living in Europe at the same time. The problem is you can't find them in the United States, which suggests Neanderthal never made it across the land bridge, which more than likely suggests that they just either one wiped the other one out, or more than likely, though, what happened is they killed the men and took the women and they just interbred.
You do, baby.
And they're not the only – that wasn't the only start of man on this planet. That's why – unfortunately, schools, especially American schools, seem to be ignorant when it comes to teaching evolution.
Christianity.
They're still teaching – evolution from 40 years ago, which is a load of crap. Yeah, it has a lot to do with Christianity. I agree with you, John. In the Muslim world, it's the same way. And in a lot of Europe, it's the same way. Anywhere religion has a strong hold, you're not going to get to the truth. Because we've talked about this on a show before. There's really only three possible answers for how we got here. There's God put us here. There's panspermia. And there's ET. There is no others than that. So you just got to take faith in what you think is the most reliable one.
We could have all three. People don't even, all of it. It could easily be all of it, y'all. But anyway, we can't even go there. But yes.
I agree. Obama was an alien and Trump is too. I'm all with y'all on this.
I did not was alien. Evil. Oh my God.
Leave Obama alone. Look, as a matter of fact, we're going to talk about it. It's a good segue. Lily and I were talking about this before the show. So there's a new law coming out. Let me see if I can find it. I'm sure I posted this somewhere. All Americans that love their country are nationalists, moron. You want me to read a definition again? I got it right here in front of my face. You want to read it again? Oh, Lord. I'm trying to educate. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to educate y'all. This is not actually – the thing about nationalism is not for the people listening to the show. This is for the idiot press out there that don't know what it means.
No, what I want to know is the word for what I was thinking of. Where
yes, we got to actually track that down so we're using the right word. And I think the media is having the same problem. They're not paying attention to what words they're actually using.
Yeah, or don't really understand.
When you're 12 years old running the media, it's kind of bad. Chris, you know what? You might be right about Fox. I think Fox has become a liberal station. They're getting rid of Gene Shapiro. They're all over Carlin Tucson. They hired the former head of the DNC. What's that lady's name? What a black lady. I can't think of her name.
Purple gray-haired lady.
Yeah, the crazy woman. I can't think of her name. Yeah, that's her. Donna. And she's going to have a show as a contributor on Fox now.
A show, though? Okay, a contributor? Okay, great. But show.
So, we're going to see what all happens with that. But and I got to give Donald Trump Jr. credit for coming to Chelsea Clinton's rescue. Oh, that was unbelievable.
Man, they've been friends. Ever. Okay, sure. Whatever. It's unbelievable.
Who knows for sure? There's a couple of things. What did I do with this thing?
Joe, they've been friends for the past 15 years. We all see.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Whatever.
Okay, what did I do with this? I know I posted this earlier today. Gunman kills three. Oh, I forgot all about that. Gunman kills three in Dutch tram. Please. Sorry, guys. If you're over that side of the world, we're not trying to deliberately skip you here. Well, what the hell am I doing?
That and New Zealand, where Americans, we deal with these mass shootings all the time. We are a little bit numb. Sorry to say.
It is kind of sad. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where I posted, but I'll dig it up later on. But there's been a new bill passed that's going to allow the attorney general to go back and rehash some of Hillary Clinton's and Obama's dealings and a couple of things. There's a particular thing they're looking at that they did, and they're really it's kind of scary to see how this is going to work out. So we're going to go back 2 or 3 years and go after a former president. And this is election time. And this is per the Democrats won't leave Trump alone, so now the GOP feels a need to go after them. Now, if they nail Obama or Hillary, liberals, y'all are done. You're done. I mean, Obama's your hero, remember? And we know he was guilty, but he got away with it. If they get him now, and you're done, party. You might as well just, and as it is, and Joe Biden, I love Joe Biden. Well, I'm the most progressive person in the party. I thought he was gay when he was flinging his body around like that. I'm like, Biden, are you in the closet and just not telling us, buddy, what's going on here?
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that, Uncle Joe. But, Joe, you said liberals are
Uncle Joe.
Everyone is going down.
In the cabin, apparently. Uh-oh. We just leaving
Joe, everyone's going down. If we can go after past presidents, the entire history of this country.
And I'll tell you exactly what I told Lily, because y'all know I'm not the biggest Obama supporter in the world. But my point was, he got away with it. He's out of office. Screw it. Move on. Y'all are after Trump right now. He might get him, probably not, you know, but move on. Let's move on to the next best thing.
We ain't
got time for all this. Oh, Dean, you're talking. All right, Dean, hold on. You're talking about the kid that popped the egg on the senator. Said, wasn't it in Australia somewhere? Was it here? I don't know. I have to look at that.
Responding to the New Zealand stuff, saying that, well, yeah, the Muslims have been terrorists for all this time, blah, blah, blah.
So I'm going to tell you now, ladies and gentlemen, if somebody cracks an egg on something, hey, I'm going to punch you in the head, man, woman, or you're just going to get hit. Just know it's coming. It'll be, you know, I won't even look. It'll just be a reaction. And I'm 252 pounds. If I hit you, you're going to hit the ground.
Their representative looked at him, saw his kid, slapped him, and then went in for the punch after that.
Yeah. Well, the kid's going to jail, so they arrested the kid.
No, they let him go, honey. They let him go. And there's a GoFundMe for his legal fees and for more eggs.
Well, yeah, they're going to, you know, all they're going to do is they're going to slap him with a misdemeanor or something, but he needs to be arrested. There needs to be consequences, especially when you attack politicians. Look, I hate many politicians. Everybody does. But you don't put your hands on anybody. If you don't want to be touched, don't touch someone.
I agree. However, this is Australia.
Oh, wait. Go yellow vest. I'm wearing yellow for these people from now on. I'm only wearing green today because yesterday was St. Patty's Day. But look, I love the yellow vest people. I don't even know what they stand for or what they're doing. I just love them because they make what's-his-name look like a complete nut-ass. Elron, whatever the hell his name is, the president and everything. This is the guy that was hating on Trump because of violence in the United States, and he cannot stop it in his country. It's out of control. Sometimes you should just shut up and pay attention. You know, he's going to be out of office this term, though. He ain't getting reelected.
Joe, I want to hear about what happened with the protests in France.
That's the protests in France. They just France scrambles for police response to yellow vest violence, and they're tearing the city up. And then they got smart. So they were just breaking shit up, but now they're tearing shit up and stealing all the expensive stuff.
Wait, yellow vest? See, that's how detached our news has been. Just so you all know, I just wanted to give you all an example of how detached we've been. Like, hey, what? Yellow vest? What are you talking about? I was just hearing about how Heather Locklear bribed so-and-so to get her kid in school. That's all I've been hearing for the past 5 days.
First off, who did she work for? The Sweetheart Channel? What the hell's the name of that damn channel? You know, the one that does the cards. Come on, people. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The ones that do the greeting cards and all. Anyway, whatever the name of the damn channel is, they let her go over. It's the Goody Two-Shoes channel.
Hallmark,
yeah, the Hallmark channel. So they let her go. Okay, wait a minute, people. This has been going on forever, and it's not going to stop because she got busted. You really don't think rich people ain't going to donate money to schools to get their kids in? Then you're stupider than we look.
Joe, what I love is that the FBI busts this one guy, his company. How many other companies out there?
You don't even have a company. Let me help y'all understand something, ladies and gentlemen. We'll use Yale for an example. No, we'll use Harvard. Okay, this is Harvard. Let's take all the money back from Harvard that was donated to them to get their kids in school. Oh, shit, Harvard's like a two-room class now. That's it. Without all that big money being donated to Harvard, it's still just in a little field somewhere. Every college is like that. Without donations, big donations from people, why do you think they name wings after people? Because they give them big money. Without that, you wouldn't have that wing. You wouldn't have the college books. You wouldn't have the lab techs. You wouldn't have any of it.
High schools are like that, too.
Yeah, so the only people you're going to hurt in the end is your children. Because if rich people can't do this anymore, where's this money going to come from? Because they're not just going to give money to colleges because for the hell of it.
Do you want a fun example? You want a fun example? Like, high schools are like this, too. Like, we had 4 CEOs graduate from my high school, and one of them, I'm not going to name anything, big donation to the athletic program, since that's what they were into. Just that program, though.
If I'd had the money, I'd have done it. Look, I don't see anything wrong with it, because you're giving something to that college or that school that they really need, and in turn, they're giving something to help you with your child. I don't see, so somebody's going to get left out. No one has to get left out. That's the problem. Nobody has to get left out of here. So you're talking about two students a year. Even if it's 100, they're all going to be in different levels of college. So you're only hurting yourself here.
There aren't that many seats.
It's like the parents that want to get rid of pro football. Okay, people. Alabama makes $104 million a year, which $60 million is profit. That goes to the school.
Okay, you're going to replace
that $60 million a year for that school?
Let me tell you about that, Joe. My wannabe Ivy League college got rid of their football team because they weren't making enough money. But my high school, I came in biggest freshman class ever because it was some achievement to get in the class. And I'm like, I didn't know. I had really good grades. I didn't know about that. And then the college, similar situation. But if you don't have the freaking grades, you are going to do everything you can. And like you said, if you had the money and your kid, the grades are normal, but you're so-and-so of so-and-so and have all this kind of money, you actually want your kid to have a great future. Well, my viewpoint would be, if you can't make it in there, you ain't going to cut it. And I just got to keep paying for the rest of your life. No.
I agree with that. If you don't have the academic standards, I don't care how much money you donate, you shouldn't be allowed to go to school. I mean, exactly. These are Ivy League schools. These are for the brightest and the best of our population. Look, we would all like to be able to go to Yale and Harvard, okay? But a lot of us are going to have 2.5, 3.6 GPA.
Even if it's not Ivy League, put it to you this way. So I went to an Ivy League dropout school. Like, they wanted me to go to Harvard. I had the grades for it. I was like, no. And we went around the Columbia, Yale, all that kind of stuff. However, when it came to getting into the constitutional law class, in order to actually pass it and be successful in your career, because it's a really, it's hard for people who are practicing law now, like our congressman, Ocasio-Cortez probably failed constitutional law. I would love to see her transcript versus Trump.
She would fail sixth grade chemistry.
Yeah, but anyway, I know, before we go on that tangent, oh my God. But the point was, you wanted to get in with that one professor. He had two classes. Actually, it was one class. So there were 30 students, that's it, out of the whole poli sci department, hundreds of students. And so I got in for this associate professor because I was trying to take it a little early. I was early with everything, which is why I had to double major. But she sucked. I dropped it because she sucked. I wasn't understanding anything.
And that kind of stuff can happen.
In terms of these spaces being limited, oh, you're not really taking seats. You can have no. You need the best teachers at the best schools to actually teach you.
That's the other problem. Just because it's an Ivy League school don't mean it's got the best teachers. I mean,
tenure needs to be reformed like nobody's business. I had to drop another class because he was like, I got tenure. I'm good. Like, oh, I got to go. No, you're writing the check.
You got it made. So let's be honest about it.
Right?
You can do whatever the hell you want to do after that.
Joe, one of my professors was writing the textbook for the class as he was teaching the class. And I'm like, screw you. I should be able to read three chapters ahead, but you're one chapter ahead and writing the textbook, which means it has not been validated. It's just, screw you. No. Liberal arts crap.
Let me answer Carlos Wilson's question here. Carlos, no, we're not being racist. We believe all humans on the planet are related to each other. All we were saying is we may have sprouted up in different places at one time.
The fact that if a donkey and a horse have a baby, that mule, it's called a mule, it is infertile. Humans, we can have sex with each other, no matter who you are on the planet.
That's right. I mean, people, all we were trying to explain is that the two people out of Africa theory didn't work. We didn't even say that we might not have been out of Africa. All we were saying is that we probably were different groups that could have been different groups in Africa, could have been spread out around the world. We don't really know because none of us were there. And no scientist today can actually say he or she knows. And I'll tell y'all something, college kids, while y'all listen, because I know we got a few listening to the show. Challenge your professors when they tell you this bullshit because they can't prove what they're saying. That's why it's called a theory. If it was a fact, it would be a fact, but these are theories. They cannot actually prove where we came from. They have found bones all over Africa. Now they found bones in South America. They're dating back.
It would be a paradigm. We could quote unquote prove it. However, when you get into the past and evolutionary stuff, anything with the term evolutionary, question the hell out of all of that because they cannot validate.
Some teachers are morons. And you got to remember, a lot of teachers teach with a twist, which means their own points of views. They personally believe.
Ad-libbing.
So you can't, that's why you got to challenge. I did all the time, and some of my teachers appreciated it. Some of them said I was a troublemaker. But
what is
the that's another good segue into the mega hat guy. So this kid's in college, in school, not in college, in high school. He's sitting there wearing a mega hat. The teacher's telling him, take it off, get it off, get out. Kids, no, it's freedom of expression. I want to wear my mega hat. So the teacher moved a whole classroom and left the kid there. This teacher's going to get fired, by the way, because he's challenging a kid. The teacher, if there was a rule with no hats in the class, he could enforce it, but apparently there isn't. So he was acting like he was anti-Trump, and you could see he was anti-Trump. So what's been going on for you people out there keep attacking the megas, y'all are looking like idiots because all they're doing is recording it and then posting it while you're attacking them. Like CNN and NBC with the poor kid and the Indian guy. You know how much money CNN's going to lose over this? $500 million.
Well, you go too far like that, because I was going to be like, well, you shouldn't be wearing hats indoors. Joe, that's just a basic thing.
I'm on air, so I can get away with it. See, mine's at Area 51.
Yeah, but you're not in a public place.
I will send my buddies from Area 51 to visit you.
But you're not in a public place, so the basic decorum.
And I wouldn't wear a hat in a public place. It's not who I am, but I was raised better than
that. That's how you're raised. So in school, that would be considered a public place. So I'd be like, take off your hat. I don't care who you are. Take off your hat.
Jack, my grandma been dead for 15 years, and I'm still scared of her. I don't know what you're talking about, man. She was tough. She didn't play that shit. I'd have walked in the house with a hat on. She'd have beat me in the head with the hat. That's what would happen.
Exactly. You take that hat off when you come in the house or anywhere else. And
A little just side note here. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is it just popped up in front of my face just now. Some humans, okay, that's y'all out there, some humans, can sense Earth's magnetic field. They just did a fascinating experiment that suggests that some of us, I'm not saying me particularly, can sense the magnetic field of the planet. That's got to be crazy. I mean, if you can feel that magnetic field pulsing around, that's got to be a crazy sensation.
Well, everyone can do that. That's part of our makeup. It's literally
makeup.
When it comes to like ESP, I actually got into a discussion with a psychological professor of mine, the same one that was writing the book for class at the time. And we were talking about that kind of thing. And I'm like, he's like, you would have to have a special organ to transmit human thoughts because it only goes, it decays every fourth of a foot or whatever. And I'm like, actually, since it's already being broadcasted, you would just have to have increased ability in the existing structures. You wouldn't have to have a separate organ for that. Therefore, when it comes to...
You wouldn't need none of that because all you got to explain to people is that waves don't stop. They're endless. Right now, radio waves, which is just nothing even fancy, just regular radio waves are...
Can I go vague? Can I go much broader and simple? So the whole universe is based on electromagnetic waves. You want to go like Higgs field, matter, energy turning into matter, whatever. Like energy, okay, if energy is electricity, there is a magnetic property to that. All of it. The universe is electromagnetic. The Earth's magnetic, whatever, like your body emits an electromagnetic field that's called your aura. Religion, spirituality and science are coming together. It's not far-fetched. We all feel the Earth's magnetic field, electromagnetic fields all the time. And we can actually see it in terms of the aurora borealis. It's not that far-fetched. We all feel it. Some are more sensitive than others. Like I dare you guys to go through a walk through the forest. Like I was going through a walk for a walk one time, but I was a little trippy and I wasn't on drugs. I was just a little elevated and a whole different thing. But I walked between a tree. It was cut in terms of the trunk. It fell, and we don't believe in moving the tree in the park, so you just cut out the trunk where the path is. But I stopped when I got between the tree because I was like, what is this? Hold up. This feels weird because you can feel the mass. Because guess what? it's particles. It's your particles, and there's density. It can all be explained through science. It's not crazy, but it is a spiritual experience because we can identify it and understand it. So it's not that crazy. Everything is electromagnetic. Yes, people can feel it, and they can do crazy things. I mean, if you want to get crazy and not simple, string theory can just go ahead and explain a whole bunch of that. Like, anyway, I'm not going to go onto a science tangent, but it all actually is pretty simple. But to actually experience it, to be a human and have that experience, makes us just go, wow.
I'm loving these names tonight. Jack and Jill, Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller, by the way, he's using this is too funny. He's saying that we're ready for prime time now. We're not scared to take any. We're not. Lily and I will talk about any topic. And to be honest with you, because somebody was trying to quote my views, I don't really discuss my personal political views as much as y'all think I do. A lot of times, and we both do this, and other hosts do this too. It's not just us, but sometimes we're forced to play devil advocate. And not even forced. Sometimes we just do it out of habit because we're all hosts, and it's part of what we do.
It's so boring.
We just unless it's crazy liberal shit, and none of us are going there except for a couple other hosts.
Have they heard me go crazy liberal? Because I can do it. I used to think that.
I think I could do it. In the old days, I was a dim, so I could probably do it. But these days,
could do it. And if you go crazy, when you go hard conservative, I'm like, all right, I'm going liberal on your butt. Just because.
That's what he was saying. The three of them were saying that they need hosts like us on television, real television, because we're not scared of. No, yes. They're not going to let us on there because, first off, if Lillian, this conversation we just had about evolution, oh my God, every news agency would be attacking us for weeks. Even though they couldn't prove anything we said was false, that's all you would hear. Because, you know, when you take a certain stance, you have to defend your stance. And these medias have taken a stance.
We could defend their stance, the opposite of their stance, whatever we said, the opposite of whatever we said. We could go. Like, let's go. We could do it. Please.
Anyway, Chris, yeah, it's up there. We'll talk about it in just a second. You're talking about the poll, right? Yeah. It's okay. No, whoa. Where are these questions just pop out of somewhere? Okay, John, Chris, Bruce. Where are we all coming from? I don't even have anything open but Facebook. Sorry, just a bunch of crap popped up across my screen while we were talking. A bunch of them did, too. The little message boxes. Poll. Okay, this is Yahoo News, okay? So I can't promise you how legitimate it is because it's Yahoo News.
This is the start of the quick news runs down. Spitfire, go.
So here we go. Half of America says Trump is a victim of a witch hunt and Robert Mueller's Trump erodes. Now, this has been going on for a while. Part of this is Trump's nonstop attack on Mueller, but right now, this is how this changed. 6 months ago, it was 68% of Americans had trust in the probe. Now it's only 44%, and it's fallen weekly. Why do you think the Democrats are scrambling so bad, getting stuff going in New York and getting stuff going here? And this is what makes them look bad, because if the Mueller probe comes with nothing in it and they're still going after Trump all over, of course, this is nothing but a witch hunt then. This just shows that the liberals will do anything they can to win. They don't care about you. They don't care about the country. All they care about is winning. This will hurt them majorly in the 2020 election. And I said this in 2016 because of the things they were doing then. I said they're not going to win because they're acting like idiots and the country's disgusted with them. Well, the country's back to that point again with the liberals now. They've been in office for almost a year now, and nothing has gotten done. Not one bill has been passed under the Democrats, and there's not going to be any. As a matter of fact, the only bill put up was vetoed. So other than spending, the temporary spending bill, there's nothing been passed. And it's not going to because they're not going to get anything. So when Trump's going to have this ammunition, he's going to say, look how good – and a new report came out. Poor Obama. Poor Bush, too, for that matter, but poor Obama. So the economic markets and the five major economic groups in the country and the world came out and said that America should have been at a 40% growth rate, not at a 20% growth rate for the last 15 years. So that squarely puts it on you-know-who and you-know-who. Don't put it on Trump because Trump's got a booming economy. This puts it squarely on Obama, and it puts at least 3 years on Bush, which makes sense to me because Bush's last 2 years were horrible.
But you know what's not fair about that is, for one, we had the dot-com burst, but we also had two wars. Yep. I mean, and that's supposed to boost your economy, but in terms of the industrial complex we have now, we didn't have that industry feeding our economy except
They weren't big enough wars to really boost the economy. When we talk about wars boosting the economy, we're talking about things like North Korea and Vietnam, World War II, real wars. Iraq was not really – I mean, Iraq, they could have called a police action because it wasn't – we only lost 5,000 people. We killed around a million, but it's a different kind of thing because we're not looking to conquer the country or claim the country. We were just looking to free the country.
We were also coming out of the Cold War, so we had also built up our military defenses under Bush, and then we decreased them. in the later years of Bush and Obama, because we just had so much stuff and it became obsolete. It was dumb. So
people, the things that really hurt us was, like, under the Obama administration, China doubled under Obama. It didn't under any other president, and it's actually been stagnated under Trump. For some reason, liberal companies were trading with the Chinese at a record rate, and they were allowing technologies to fall into their hands that shouldn't have been allowed there.
No, that was part of their national defense, because in the 1950s, we built up their economy.
Yeah, it's not all on Obama. He's going to make
those cheap textiles. So for 20 years, they prospered. And then you got their mix of communism up top and capitalism on the bottom. Yes, I do say it that way. Yeah, democracy, whatever.
But when you start seeing planes that look just like ours and other technologies that look just like ours,
our stuff advanced on the world scale. We moved away from nukes and we got into different, you know, we got the stuff from the Germans, and we actually learned how to get over it, build it in those next 20 years after they established their industry. There's an explanation for all of this. However, we have to have the right president who both understands that this is all poli-sci undergrad. Everything I'm saying to you is undergrad poli-sci. So we have to have a president who understands the history of the world.
What would be good is if you get somebody in China or India that would realize, hey, we don't really need a military. America's going to police the world. We can just build our economy and let America spend its money on the military. And that's what China used to do. Now China wants to be the – this will be, by the way, in China's 5,500 years of history, this will be the first time in their history they've been the aggressor. They built their wall to keep everybody else out. They didn't go out exploring their universe. They didn't go out aggressing people.
No. That's not true. It's the first time they'd be the aggressor on the world stage, because they are already a regional
power. In their own little area, they were vicious as all hell.
Regional is important. Just like we have the Monroe Doctrine for staying out of South America. Go away, Putin. What are you talking about? So now they will be a world power. And that is the real scary part, because we had the axis of powers, we had the bipolar system, we had the multipolar system where you had Britain, Italy, France, blah, blah, blah. Then we got into wars, and then we went into the bipolar, where it was the United States and the Soviet Union. And then we're getting back into this quasi World War One, World War Two mid period, where you have these allegiances between nations, powerful nations, but you have one superior, one adversarial, and the proxy wars that got us into World War II after World War One. You're trying to have peace, North American, NATO, you know, North American Treaty Organization. So if you attack them, we're going to war, blah, blah, blah. We're also economically interdependent. However, Russia wants to reestablish the Soviet bloc, and they also want to have their presence in the Arab, the Middle East, as well as China.
Why don't Russia just join the EU?
Because the EU doesn't like them. We have NATO.
Because the EU said to Russia.
Russia is trying to force their way into the UN in the best way they can. No, it's not practical for them to do that. It's practical for them to be in the Middle East and Asia, the other half of the world that the United States has a weird history with. They're doing everything right. The Chinese are doing everything right for themselves. The current political scape is actually very complex and beautiful if you understand the history of it. But the trajectory is really kind of scary if the United States and the other Western powers don't play their hands right. Dismantle the EU, have some looser treaty organizations. NATO is a little too much. Pay your dues, like Trump is saying,
because that's important. Trump said he was going to pull out. I don't think any other president ever said, I'm going to leave NATO before. They were like, what? No, you can't go anywhere. You are NATO people. What are you talking about?
Exactly. And that's the point. That's why I was very happy he did that, because, like, no, you need to pay. Just like in the EU, y'all need to pay. That's why the UK was like, we're paying way too much, and y'all aren't doing it. And y'all can just come in and out of our country. You're messing with our currency. No, I don't want this. I don't blame them for Brexit, but I don't blame the EU for being like, I'm going to make it hell if you leave me, because you were one of the original OGs. You're one of the founding seven. Okay. Five. But still.
So, I know we got to get out of here in a second, but I love this one. Irish protest for the removal of Lucky Charms leprechaun image.
No.
Oh, come on, people. Y'all can't get rid of Leprechaun, man. What the hell are you talking about? I'm going to be offended.
If the freaking Washington Redskins can stay Redskins, I'm going to have that stupid racist.
That's what I'm screeching. I'm on my cereal. Leave the Leprechaun alone. Next thing y'all going to want to get rid of Indian Head Nichols and stuff. Y'all want to collect them all and get rid of them. Oh, this is important. For anybody over 70, you don't have to take aspirin a day anymore to prevent a heart attack. Matter of fact, they're saying to quit taking it unless you've had a heart attack. They don't want you taking aspirin after 70 because it's more of a risk to cause bleeding, and it's more it won't benefit you enough for the heart.
Your vascular lining is sensitive, yeah. So after 70,
Now 40 to 70, they say still consult your doctor, but if you're taking them, they're gonna probably keep you taking them.
Once a week.
Mueller requests another delay for former Trump campaign official sentencing. Who cares? That's boring.
So, Joe, did you see where the Mueller people are leaving? You know, that is actually a good sign in terms of the Democrats. It's like, all right, we're winding down. We're wrapping up. Let's get it. What's going on? If he gives us nothing, I will be pissed. Because,
you know, it's funny because you've seen the resolution. The GOP did it, too, which surprises me. So all 420 members of the House said they want to. No, Bob, they can't force them to turn it over. Is that what you're saying? Just because they voted doesn't mean the attorney general's in charge of this. That's why Coomey got fired, because Coomey overstepped his bounds. Loretta Lynch was the attorney. That was not Coomey's job. That was Loretta Lynch's job. This new guy takes his job seriously. So he's going to go through it. And if there's anything good in it, you know, salacious, that may warrant charges, then he'll go from there. But he's already seen part of it. We know that for now. And basically what came out of his camp was, this has been a colossal waste of time. So, you know, if there's nothing in it, they probably will make the whole thing public. But you got to remember, you never know what's going to be in these documents that's not so much evolved for the president, but other people that are involved, their sources and stuff. They're not going to give up their sources. People. If they make it public to Congress, that means you and I get to see it. Matter of fact, they just recently, they're going to release the dossier. I heard crazy Kanye, whatever her name is, the other day. What is her damn name? The crazy blonde one. But the crazy blonde woman, Trump's whatever the hell she does for Trump.
Conway.
So she's ranting and raving about you should read the whole dossier, because they cherry picked the dossier. She's like, you should read it. She said this is like reading comedy. So you should go read it, people. I agree. Actually, I didn't vote for Trump, Gene, and I may vote for him this time. So far I ain't seen no Democrats.
Joe wasted his vote on one of those other people.
Hey, I voted for the pot guy.
Wasted your vote.
But hey, you could have won. There's a lot of potheads in the United States. Okay, apparently there's not enough.
Just FYI, LilithWhite@gmail.com. LilithWhite@gmail.com. I'm going to say something, and maybe you might just write me a freaking email, because I need a distraction at my day job. I want you guys to write to me. I want to see what you would say. I'm really thinking of voting for Trump for 2020, unless a certain Democratic representative.
Big Daddy already threw his hat into the ring.
Ooh,
I thought Big Daddy said he's throwing his hat into the ring. Hey, DJ.
Unless a certain person wins, I'm going with Trump. And I want to see what you guys would say about that.
About I know that? Dr. J's voting my for series? Trump.
Yeah.
Because am I kidding? Am I kidding? Am I serious? Do you really know? Talk to me. Let's see what's up.
Billy said she's going to vote for Cory Booker because he's hot.
No. You know what? Honestly, this is just what I personally feel. I think the Dems know that they're going to lose 2020, and they're gearing up to save their money for 2024. That's what
exactly. This is an audition. I love you so much. You need them on the show, Joe. Oh, my God. You're great.
None of this sex stuff on us. This is a family-rated show here, people. So we get ready to get out of here. So that's Dr. J Live Show. He's coming on. We're late, but he'll be on like about 5 or 8 minutes. And of course, you know the fabulous Lily White. She's just on. We're here. She's. What do you mean she's married? No, she's not married. She's looking for a good husband. No, John. I'm gonna tell you, like, you know, all my female friends. Okay, first off, if you ain't making $100K, don't waste your time. Okay. You ain't got a nice car, a nice place. Go on. There's plenty of losers on the planet to choose from. We're not looking for losers. We're looking for winners.
Wait, not the nice car, not the nice place, because that means you're spending your money on that.
No, I'm talking about you got to have money for all. You got to have money for a nice car.
Joe, in terms of where I live, if you make under 80, I don't think we're going to be comfortable.
That's because you live in hell in D.C. where all the crazies are.
Like, I'm nasty. we can work to get you there as long as you have ambition and motivation for your life. We can get you there. I don't know how I did it, but we can get you there.
I'd have to make $250,000 a year to live in D.C. the way I live here. So
right to be comfortable.
It's just the way it'd be. I'd be robbing people and stuff. Give you money.
Anyway, let's use the flip side light Monday edition with Joe Montana and Lily White. We love y'all. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Dot J will be up in about 8 minutes. So please stay tuned, ladies and gents, and stay out of trouble. You know, everybody do me a favor. Go one day without hate. One day a week. Just without hate. Just love block it out of your life one day. Okay. I'm trying. It ain't easy, but I'm trying.
Joe. You know what I say? Give one compliment a day.
Oh, I can be nice to people every day. It's just some of these people I'd like to
just a sincere compliment.
The delicious sound of McDonald's breakfast sausage hitting the grill. Hot and savory sausage that makes any breakfast a great one. And if sausage is the taste you love, you're going to love this savory deal. Because now you can get 3 tasty breakfast sandwiches for just $1. A sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, or sausage biscuit, now each for just $1. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text message and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.